This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're talking tonight about relationships, continuing the series, and we're up to relationships with your parents. As a teenager, how can you contribute to make a positive and healthy teenage parent relationship? Wendy, this is your expertise coming in right now. What do you think we can do?
Look, you know, I'm really excited to talk about this topic because there's a lot of books out there to help parents with teenagers, but there's very few, actually. I don't know of any that is helping teenagers to negotiate the journey with their parents. So I'm excited to talk about it, to see it from a different perspective. I think firstly, the main thing that you need to understand as a teenager is that you actually need a relationship with your parents and your family. There's kind of this school of thought that your peers are the only important, and they are important at this stage of development. They're very important to, you know, develop your own individuality. But recently, Mission Australia did a report, and every year they do this. It's a survey, and there's over 50,000 young people are surveyed. And every year in the last two that I know of, that the number one value of young people is to have a good relationship with their parents. Now, we're never told that. We're always told that peers are the most important. So I think for teenagers, if they really understand that, then they'll know that they need to contribute as well. And that is the first thing they need to understand, that they need a relationship with their parents.
Are there key things that help foster a healthy teenage parent relationship from the teen perspective? Like, obviously, there are big things not to do if you want your parents to respect you and, you know, trust you and give you that room to move and stuff. But are there any things on the flip side that in doing them you'll really be contributing well to a healthy relationship?
Definitely. Like any relationship, it's two-sided. So I think some young people think, oh, it's mum's fault, dad's fault, they've done this, they've done that. But realise that, one, that they're imperfect, that they're just trying their best. Most parents are just wanting the best for their kids. Obviously, there's scenarios that is a whole nother area of abuse. But in most cases, parents want the best for their kids. And if teenagers understand that, they're not trying to ruin your life, that it's two-sided. So in any relationship where there's two sides, it's important to say sorry. It's important to be thankful. It's important to be kind. It's important. All these things matter. And always trying to work towards reconciliation, because if you've got a broken down relationship with your parents, things just don't work. Life's hard.
Yeah, it's true. And having I guess even some kind of thing where, I mean, I know it's hard, and I remember in my early teenage years, you don't necessarily know what you're thinking or feeling or what's making you upset, what's making you annoyed, but you're just annoyed. And so if someone's asking you, tell me what you're feeling, and they want to know, you know, why did you do this? And you're like, I actually don't know. Like, I just know that it upset me. I think it's realizing that you don't necessarily know how to communicate what's going on, but at least saying something, at least letting your parents know something, that you're at least processing or just giving them a little bit of, you know, help along the way.
Great, Laura. I totally agree. Maybe even just say, look, I'm not feeling that great today. I just don't want to talk about it right now. I hope that's okay. So they know where you're at, so they don't worry. I think if you just let your parents know, you know, that makes the things a lot easier for everybody.
Moving into communication now and how that plays in. Wendy, what are some of the big things with communication in this relationship?
Okay, so communication in my mind always starts with listening. People think it's about
talking.
I know. From two girls who love to talk. No, but I think it always starts with listening. You know, I sometimes call myself a youth communicator, but actually I think the number one thing I try and do is to hear what young people are saying. But from the perspective of the teenagers, maybe just have a listen to what mum and dad are really saying. Sometimes they might hear, for an example, I want to do this, mum. I want to go here. And then they come home late and the parents are annoyed. You know, your parents aren't trying to ruin your life.
Yeah.
They just want to know where you're at because they want to know about your safety. It's like if my husband didn't just turn up, it just didn't come home, I'm going, where is he? What's happening?
Yeah.
It's actually an adult thing to communicate, to listen to one another, to say where you're going to be, where you're going to turn up, what's happening in your world. So I think listening to your parents and understanding where they're coming from. So it's not actually to ruin your life. It's actually because they care about you.
And I suppose it's setting up as well. I mean, I guess it can be hard depending on the relationship you currently have with your parents, but trying to kind of work out a dynamic between the two of you, that you're happy with, you know, because if I understand what my parents expect of me and they understand what I'm kind of expecting and hoping from them, that makes communication so much easier. Because like you're saying in that, you know, just send a text message, let people know who you are. If you know that that's what they're expecting from you, you know to do it. And of course, there's going to be times where you get it wrong, where you forget, where something goes awry. But at least if you've established some kind of system, and that'll be different, you know, for every parent, every teenager, you know, families everywhere will have their own unique spin on that. But I think that's kind of important too, is just having something established.
Absolutely. So, yeah, clear communication, systems, patterns, all those things help relationships so they know what is expected.
I thought of a moment where this went so wrong one time. Talking of making sure you send messages and everything, way back, this is one of the key times where this went wrong. It was my parents' anniversary and I thought they didn't, you know, they were like, we're going away, we're having a lunch together, don't interrupt us unless the world's on fire kind of thing was the message we were given. And it was like this moment where I'd missed the school bus and I thought, I'll solve this problem by myself. I found a ride home with my grandparents, got home, da-da-da-da-da, thought I am so awesome, I've done this really adult thing and solved the problem for myself. Got home and they were panicked out of their mind because they had no idea where I'd gone. No one had messaged them. There was no contact. And here I was thinking, I've just stepped up to the plate and found my own way home and not bothered them with it. But that, it's in that you think you're doing the right thing, but then you do need to actually communicate as well. That's sort of one of the most important and effective things, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things as you're talking, I'm thinking about, it's about negotiation. The communication is not clear cut. There's always a, but mom, you know, I'm not happy with this. And that's okay. That negotiation process is a really important process because, you know, when you're 13, there's certain things that you're allowed to do. But by the time you're 18, there's obviously you've got a lot more freedom. It's a growing process. So those boundaries and those expectations are going to change. And so that negotiation process is a good thing. It's a healthy thing. And so teenagers have a right to go and say, hey, mum and dad, I'm not happy with this. But at the same time, parents still have a right to have certain boundaries and expectations. So communication, one thing I actually asked my own kids before I came here, and one of them said, I said, you know, tell me, how is it being a child? You know, I opened them up to say, how is it to be a child of mine?
Could be a dangerous question to ask.
It was a dangerous But one of the things one of them said to me was when you speak about something. So I think it's really important when things get a little bit volatile, because most homes have some moments of tension.
Really? No, yes, of course they do.
Yeah, there's some moments of tension. So this particular child, I won't mention any names, said when is important. So if you know, it's a bit, everyone's a bit tense, wait till things have cooled down, then go and say, hey, mum, I've been thinking about, would it be okay if we did it this way instead of how we've previously done it? So communication in the when is really important.
Yeah, and you always come up with something much more clear, I think, in those times. Because I know whenever I've said something in the heat of the moment, you never kind of speak your mind clearly. It's like when you're trying to tell a great joke or someone says something to you and you always come up with a really good comeback 5 minutes after the conversation has happened. It's the same thing. If you're having an argument in the heat of the moment, it'll be 5 minutes later that you actually get the clear thought and understanding about what you were trying to say, what was bothering you, and you'll say it in a much more calm and understandable manner as well.
How true. How true. And the other thing is, we're always misunderstanding each other. It's like any relationship, you know, even people you're very close to, sometimes you think, oh, did you think that thing? I thought something totally different. So your parents don't know unless you tell them.
Yeah. I think open and honest communication is the moral of the story that we've really come to in this.
Absolutely.
Well, Wendy, thank you again for joining us another great week of the forum, and we'll see you next week on Hope 1032.
Thanks, Laura.
This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.